Okay, we're on. We're live. Okay, we can look together, Mark.
Okay, I'm honored to be
here. And you can still write your notes. We'll
okay.
Do it Sephardic style.
Sephardic style.
The whole class shared one Gemara.
Wow.
They all looked around upside down.
They learned
down.
How to read upside down.
Yemen. Again, we're talking about the relatives of non-Jews and what restrictions we do apply to them or not. And we said basically there's a difference if they're related from the mother's side versus relating from the father's side. And the father's side, we're not as concerned. We're not so concerned. While the mother's side, it's more likely that there is. Remember, really, none of the relationships should be prohibited. It's only rabbinically. Right. Once they converted, it's only rabbinically. How far do we extend the rabbinic prohibition was only certain relatives via the mother's side where understanding the parent is much clearer than from the father's side. Therefore, he gives more examples of that. Lafika, therefore, no se hager, who can the ger marry, provided he and this person has converted? A ger can marry Ashes, I'm in the middle of Halacha 13. At the very bottom line, I set it up right on the bottom line. I'm sorry, I should have been clearer on that. In the middle of Halacha Yud Gimel, right?
Go a little bit up.
Right a little. There we go.
And now a little higher. Raise it up. Raise it higher. Not down.
No, the other way.
See, accordingly, that last line, and we're going to switch on to the next one. Levikach nose hager, who can the ger marry? Eishes achiv me aviv. He can marry his wife's wife, but from his father. A half-brother from the father. Okay. That his brother's wife.
No, he can marry his brother's wife from the father's side.
That's what I said.
Okay.
From the father, his brother from the father.
You said you introduced it with the wife.
The wife of the brother from the father.
Okay. It's okay.
Right?
I'll let it be that way.
Or his brother's wife from the father.
Yeah, that's better. I like that.
Okay. Because it's from the father's side. The Eishes Achi Aviv. And the wife of the father's brother. His uncle from the father's side. The Eishes Aviv. And also the wife of the father, for that matter, the Eishes Beno, and the wife of
the son
of his son, the Eishes,
the father's son,
the Eishes Aviv, and the wife of his father.
Oh, okay, the Eishes Beno,
the Eishes Beno, and the wife of his son.
Okay.
Right, because they're all from a father's side.
Okay.
Because he himself is a father. Isn't he?
Right.
He himself is a father. Right? Afalpi Shani says, even though she's married L'Achiv to his brother, Ola Aviv, or to his father, Ola Achi Aviv, or to the father's brother, Olav No, or to his son, all these women we just mentioned, Achisgar, after they converted.
Yeah.
She got married to them after he converted and she converted. Doesn't matter. They're not related. And since it's from the father's side, we don't apply the strictness on the father's side. Okay? And now a few others over here from the father's side. It gets trickier as we go. V'chein achos imo me aviha. The mother has his mother's sister, but it's from the father's side.
Yeah, the mother's
stepsister from her father. That's his aunt, his aunt, that the mother and the sister are sisters from their father. Okay, got that?
Yeah.
Also, va'achos omeyaviv, and his sister from his father, stepsister from his father. Ubito, and his daughter, his own daughter, Shaniskara, that converted him, says also mater, because it's all through the father. He himself is the father. So that's all permitted. But now through the mother will not be permitted. And that's the next examples. Avol eino nose lo achoso meimo. He cannot marry the sister from his mother. Velo achos imo meimo. And not his mother's sister through the mother and sister's mother. Velo eishes achiv meimo. And not the wife of his brother. That's his brother from his mother. Shenasa, that who married? Shenasa achiv, that his brother, meimo, from his mother, married this woman, achar shinskar, after she converted. Right? After they converted. Right? Aval im nasa achiv kishuhu goi. But if she married the brother when he was a goi, hareze muteraslo. Then she's married to him because there was no relationship at all.
Period.
No relationship at all now. It doesn't exist at all. Okay, next, Yudal. This one, I'm a little hard to see the big insight over here. Shnei Achim Tomei, two twin brothers. They were conceived in a state of non-holiness. In other words, the mother and father were not Jewish at the time of conception. During the pregnancy, the mother converted, and then the children were born. So they're born Jews, right? The Leidosam
B'Kedusha. Right? So it doesn't...
They're born... It's
conception, what, the 40 days
once
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. If the mother who's carrying you is Jewish before you're delivered...
You're Jewish.
You're Jewish.
Period.
Done.
Doesn't it matter that the 40 days Hashem puts...
Doesn't matter.
In,
doesn't matter. Leave it up.
Turns to gender and whatever.
It turns over. You're
so
inside.
It turns to gender, but it's, the mother went to the mikvah, you went to the mikvah.
When did the angel do all the teaching?
Well, after she converted, got a crash
remedial
course.
I want you, they had remedial stuff.
Okay, so it wasn't a 9-month program. It was a 3-month program. Okay. It was a compressed program.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Vilei Dasam Bikdusha. And their birth was in holiness because she had already converted. Mm. And now there's two good, nice, kosher boys. So now, what if one of them would try to marry? Now they get married. They both get married to nice Jewish women. Now, would the brother be able to marry the brother's wife? Would there be an Isser of Eishes Och or not? He says, they're chayev to marry the guy's wife. You're not allowed to do that.
Oh, that's not.
We've had halacha in the past where they made a distinction between conception. There was. We've learned these things in the past.
Yeah, but not to say not Jewish. Okay. So here he's saying they're Jewish enough. That in other words, it's not that, to me, it doesn't seem like a big chiddush, but he's saying they're completely Jewish, and they're completely Jewish. Therefore, there's an issur, you can't marry the brother's wife. Finished. Done. Tesvav. Hanose Gioris. Ubito Hagioris. So now.
There's one thing they add, it's interesting. They say what we said, but they say they can't fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum.
That's right. That's where the difference there, Mark. Yeah. Because the conception has to be in holiness too. That's right. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. It's not in my commentary. It's in the other commentary. Oh, okay. That's the one problem. I should really buy the book. Sometimes I get too lazy to go to the back. It's a little. But it's, okay. Now, Tesla. Now we're going to talk about the guy who married people that the rabbi said he shouldn't be marrying over here.
Oh, boy.
Hanose Gioris. He marries a convert. Ubita Gioris. And also his daughter, her daughter, who's a convert. He's marrying a mother and a daughter, which we said that he's not allowed to marry.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Right. Well, he shouldn't be marrying them. Right? Or two sisters. He marries two sisters from one mother.
It's a rabbinic prohibition, right?
Yeah. So he's not allowed to be married to them. So what does he do? Now that he's married them and he's not allowed to marry them, all right? He says even when he marries them, they're Yidden, but he married them after they converted.
So they're not related to Torah.
Right. So really, but he's not supposed to marry them. So,
but he says, look, it's a kedushim tosim b'shneihim. It's what grabs both of them.
Right, because really, they're like they're brand new people. Only rabbinically, we said they can't be married.
Yeah.
Biblically, it was a marriage, because they're totally not related to each other on a biblical level. But the rabbi said he can't marry two of them. Right? So what do you do now that you have married both of them?
Boy.
So Yoshev Yonachas, ma'am, you can stay with one of them, Umogar Shashni, and divorce the other one. It seems it's up to him which one he wants.
Similar.
Right? Seems he can do either one he wants. It's not like the first one versus the second one, because really, biblically, he's permitted to live with both of them. Rabbinically, we said you shouldn't have done it. We can't allow you to be with two women. Now, go to the most difficult thing in the world, pick which one you want.
Between two sisters.
Yes. Okay. Now,
mother and daughter.
Or two sisters.
Yeah, both there.
Oh, either
mother, way, daughter, either or way, two sisters from the mother. Only from the mother it's a problem, right?
But
now,
better divorce them both.
What if Nasa Gioris, what if the guy marries a Gioris?
And she dies.
Vames and she dies. Then, Hareza Mutter Lisa Imo Bita. Then he can marry her mother or her daughter, even though really we shouldn't do that. A regular Jew couldn't do that. But remember, it's only a rabbinic decree, and we didn't extend it so far. So, Gazer El Bachim, we only made this decree while they're alive. If they die, we don't make this decree anymore. And also, Umutter L'Adam Lisa Shtei Achayos Gioris Min Ha'av. And a man may marry two sisters that are half sisters from the father. Because remember, what did we say? They didn't make a decree on relatives through the father. Too much has already explained. So he could technically be married to two sisters, half sisters through the father. He could marry them and stay married to them. Okay. Now, if you recall, we learned all about shnios. That was secondary relatives are prohibited. The Torah listed a whole bunch that were prohibited. And then the rabbis added, you know, like great-granddaughter, great-grandmother. That's rabbinically added arayas. Okay? So what's the status for a ger to marry rabbinically prohibited arayas? So ashnios, the secondary relatives, cool, and all of them logosan ger. We're not decreed for converts again. We only extended the strictness so far. Lefiga, therefore, mutar hager lisa aim emo, a ger can marry his grandmother, because that's only a shnia, mother's mother. Venose adam giores ve aim emo, and a man can marry a convert woman and her converted mother's mother. Obas baspito, or her converted daughter's daughter. V'chein b'shar says, any second they can marry two women who are shnios to each other, for a ger, it's okay, or their gerim, because the prohibition didn't extend. So the ger marrying somebody that's his secondary relative, or ger marrying two relatives that are secondary relatives of each other that both converted, that may be done. Okay, now we move on to servants. Yud Zayin. Ha'eved mutor liso imo keshu eved. A convert can marry his mother when he is a...
Is it a convert?
I'm sorry, I meant him eved, a servant. I'm sorry. Again, sorry. A servant. Now can a non-Jew marry his mother?
No.
No. Can a non-Jewish... can a convert marry his mother?
Rabbinically, not. Rabbinically, no. Torah-wise, yes.
Yeah, but rabbinically, yes. Not. Right. Okay. Now, what an eved, a servant now. Mutar liso imo keshu eved. He may marry his mother when he is a servant.
He's better off than a non-Jew.
Yes, eved kanani and eved kanani. Let's continue to see why. Vein tzorach lomer, it goes without saying, he can marry Bito, his daughter, Vachoso, and his sister Kiyoso, and similar to that. Why? Here's an interesting scenario. Because when he becomes eved, what has he done already?
He's left the goyim.
He's accepted mitzvahs. Oh. He's got a circumcision. He's gone to the mikvah. So what has happened? Shekfar yotza miklal goyim. He's left the status of a goy. He's not a goy anymore.
So he's not related to his mother.
But on the other hand, he's not a Jew.
But he's not related to his mother.
Right. Ve'ein ha'arayas ha'suris ala goyim ha'suris lov. So whatever prohibited relatives that are referred to a goy don't apply to him.
Or to a goy.
But on the other hand, but if he would become a Jew, we wouldn't allow it because it's saying, oh, now you're going to Jew, you have lesser rules. But he hasn't become a Jew yet. So velo, bobek lalishot, hasn't become a Jew yet for us to rabbinically prohibit it for people to think, oh, now that you're a Jew, you're less holy? To prohibit the arayas, to goyim. So in other words, being in this nishtahin, nishtahir status proves his benefit. When he was a goy, he could not marry them, biblically. When he's a Jew, he cannot marry them rabbinically. But he's not a goy, so the biblical prohibition's off. He's not a Jew, so the rabbinic prohibition doesn't come on. And this is where nishtahin, nishtahir benefits.
But if he continued on the path.
What?
If he continued on the path and became a Jew, then he'd have to...
Then
he's got to be freed. It's not that he continues. He's got to be freed.
Okay, but
it's nothing that he did.
If he becomes free, it'd be an interesting scenario.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting...
This is where you have to contact local Orthodox rabbi.
I don't know. But
it's a chameleon.
It could be a problem. It could be a problem.
Is this the case where he's only allowed, he was sold and he's only allowed for a year to be in the staff?
No. He accepted to be a good goyish.
He's a Kanani.
He's a Kanani. Not a Jew. He's a Kanani.
No, but he wasn't bought by a Jew from another.
He accepted it. He said, I'm in the program.
Yesterday we explained it.
I'm in. Yeah, I know. They're not what I didn't want. I'm happy to be a Canaanite slave. I'm happy to do all the mitzvahs a woman does. No problem. Go circumcise me. I'll go to the mikvah. I'll do everything a woman has to do. I'm happy to do this. Okay? And I'm happy for you to give me my mother to marry her.
Really?
And he can give the mother. Now, of course, right.
He has better options.
Right. Now, Yurches, the Rambam says, V'yirl, it appears to me, this means I don't have a real source, but it only seems to make sense. What if a Canaanite slave has relations with a male or an animal?
Uh-oh.
You should kill them. These two arayas are so legitimately terrible. It doesn't matter what you are. You can't say as a goy it's this way, because here a goy is usher, a Jew is usher. So what are you going to say? An eved's nishta he nishta here? Because by the eved, really, in the other cases, a goy was usher, but a Jew was mutter. Okay, so we say nishta he nishta here. But this is, no matter who and what you are, you can't do this.
You still remain human. So
that's it. You're a human. If what's mutually included with a goy and a yid,
a common denominator.
I mean, it's all humans. You can't say, well, I'm not human, I'm an eved. No, you can't. If there's something where it's a difference in a goy and a yid, then the eved could be a no man's land. But there's no difference. There's no man's land, and therefore they cannot do those averos. The final halacha, which is going to be a little bit shocking.
Shocking.
Yutes. Avodim.
We just executed people, and this is shocking.
Avodim shenishtacheru. The first part's not so shocking. A servant who was freed now, so now he's a Jew. Harehem kigerim. They like converts.
Yep.
So therefore, kol she'osel agerim, whatever's prohibited to convert, oselem is prohibited to them. So I guess your question mark would mean, I'll do that again, question mark, the second time I did that.
You're like the first person to.
Yeah, anyway, but I guess at that
nobody's
point, at that
it.
Point, they'd be prohibited to him. Because he's saying whatever's usher to Jew is usher to him. Kol ha'mutol agerim, whatever's allowed for a ger, mutolem is mutolem. So that would seem to be the difference. He becomes a mamish, a complete convert at that time. Now here's an interesting. Now you say an adam shivchaso lavdo. A person can take his Canaanite maidservant and give it to his Canaanite servant to be living with each other. Olev chaver, or to his friends.
Were they both his property?
Or to his friends.
Servants.
Friend's servant. You know, I got a good maid, you got a good slave, we'll put them together and see what they could sire, what they could do.
It's property.
That's right, that's the point. In other words, I could dictate who they get married
it's business.
To.
Business.
They're chattel.
Yeah.
Now, here's this really interesting.
It could be karka.
Umoser shivcha achas, you can give one maid servant, l'shnei avarim l'chadchila, to live with two servants initially.
Hey, gimel, hey, babe.
Yes.
What does it say there?
Because, and that's what it brings down in the name of Shimon Bar Yochai.
Wow.
He says, yes, because the only time it's a problem, it says by an Eved Ivri, it says the Eved Ivri gives him a wife, one wife and not more one wife, but that's only by an Eved Ivri and not by an Eved Kanani. And you'll see why. In other words, a one woman can have, what do you call it, a monogamous relationship, right? One woman with two men. She can live with two men.
Polygamous, whatever.
Yeah. And there's no problem. How does he translate? Ain't tzrichim shum davar? No problem.
No restrictions.
No restrictions.
So you're not polygamous.
No problem. Why? Here it is. Because look at this. Ooh, this is not politically correct. It's all shocking. Ella harehen kabahemus. They're like animals.
Oh boy.
You Bessie. Bessie can stud, you know, can be with the... This cow, this bull.
But they can't be with animals. They're like animals, but they can't be with animals.
That's right. Exactly. there's no hilchos issues. In other words, a goy, a real goy, has laws of issues, has laws of marriage. A goy can't. We said that's one of the six prohibitions. Is a married woman is prohibited to a goy.
Right.
But it's no pshat being married. There's no, they have nothing. Remember, a servant owns nothing. Has nothing. It's a shtickle nothing. So therefore, even in relationships, there's a, cause remember, if this maid servant has a kid, who owns the kid?
The servant. The master.
So you don't even own the result of your relationships. So that means you don't even really have any relationships. That's what it's saying. Now, still, even though you don't have relationships, still you can't, you know, Eved Habal as Zohar. You got a problem. They can't be homosexual. So it's interesting. Paul's raising an interesting point. They are treated like animals, but they can't act like animals. Yeah, that's the difference. Because there's no concept of issues. There's no real marriage, but they're still human. They're human, but they're like behemoths. Interesting. Veshivcha. Now, wait a minute. Veshivshim yuchedes leeved. What if he designated a shivcha to a neved? O she'ena miyuchedes, or not designated? Achasi. It's the same. Doesn't matter. If he said you're going to be husband and wife, or you're just going to be, you know, studying.
Because
right? Doesn't matter. Why? Tishain Ishus has no concept of marriage, Elali Yisrael, except for a Jew, O Legoyim Al Goyim, or with a Goy, with a Goy. That's when there's a concept of marriage. Avol lo la'avodim al avodim. It doesn't exist with servants with servants. Velo la'avodim al Yisrael, or a servant with a Jew, such as an Eved Ivri with a Shifcha Knanis.
So what? There's no real on an Ivri.
There's no real marriage because the servant woman has no concept of marriage. That's all there is to it. Therefore, the owner, any kids he keeps, and that's it. There's no concept of marriage. Okay, beautiful. All right, let's continue now. Chapter 50.
Mark has that. He knows how to go to the bookshelf.
Yeah, Mark's just winging right there.
But he left out a goy and a Jew.
What's there left? You can't
see.
You can't have a female.
No. He says Eli Ishish Eli Yisrael or a goyim. Al-Hagoyim. Aval lo avadim al-avadim.
Well, a Jew and a goy can't have any issues.
Okay.
If a Jew marries a goy, there's zero issues.
There's none. Zip.
It's not chal.
Right.
It's not chal. So there's nothing to talk about.
There's no tofes.
There's no issue of Ashes Ish over there.
Right.
Okay, Aleph. Eizu mamzer amar b'Torah. What does it mean when the Torah says there's a mamzer in the Torah? How do you produce a mamzer? Is when a child comes out of a relationship of prohibited relatives to each other, and as our commentaries say, wherever the bia is also in the Torah, and if you do the bia, you get kores, like it says in Parshas Achremos, okay, and it's called an erva. You know, for example, a mother, a sister, a daughter, etc. Whatever the Torah says is an erva, it comes with the punishment of kores. Now, so any relation that produces such a child, the child is a mamzer.
Period.
So this is
hold on. Avol haba al shar arayis, but someone who lives with others. I'm sorry, I skipped.
Anita.
I skipped. I'm sorry. Except from Anita. Because Anita, it's not a relationship prohibition, although it gets kares, but here we have a little difference. Shabain mimena, the child who comes out of the husband and wife are together, Anita, is pagal, is tainted. Has a spiritual blemish. Ain't a miyuchas. In other words, he's considered to have defective qualities. It's not a mila to such a person.
It's a timing issue.
Now, unless they've done tshuva and this and that, but that's why, that's an example where frum families are reluctant to marry into Baal Tshuva families where the children were born before the parents were Baal Tshuva. Because they will feel, like the Ram says, there's a pagam.
So how do you clean that pagam?
Good luck. It's not easy.
Spiritual cleansers. How do you know, though? How is this known, though? I mean, this is...
It's Gemara.
I know, no, I'm not talking about the pagam. How do you know that this kid has a pagam? I mean, this isn't well telecast things. Oh, we were intimate while she was Anita.
God will know.
Right, but rather than God, who else would know?
You have to say, is the family a very religious family or not?
You don't have to be very religious not to be intimate during Nida.
What?
You don't have to be very religious not to be intimate during Nida.
Okay, so you have to be,
I guess, if there was not a frumness at all, if there wasn't Shomer...
If they're not Shomer Shabbos... Baal Tshuva. That's pretty good example.
So let's say they didn't have Taras and Mishpacha. Let's say the kid
has a pagam.
Is considered until proven otherwise?
What do you mean proven?
Yes. Listen, if the family, you're checking into family. If the family is Shomer Torah Mitzvahs,
right.
You would assume the woman goes to the mikvah.
Okay, yeah.
I'd assume you're not going to, when you married off your daughter, right? Did you ask about the family? Does the mother-in-law go to the mikvah?
Yeah.
You said, they're a member in an Orthodox shul. Yeah. They're from, she covers her hair. She actually, you assume she goes to the mikvah.
Teaches how.
I'm just saying, you're not going to ask questions.
Right.
But if it's a family where the woman doesn't cover her hair, the kashrus isn't of the greatest standards.
Happened 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
That's right. The child carries that taint, that spiritual taint. Doesn't mean it's prohibited to marry them.
No.
But if you want to have the best spiritual genes going for you, you don't have it.
But don't they say that what you thought about your intimacy also? Or is that
the... Yeah, that's
less legislatable taints. But this is clear. If the woman's in need, it's a clear taint. You can't get around that taint.
That's 99% of the Jewish people, unfortunately.
Yes, so you stay away from them. you're from, you saw it, God left you the right shidduch without them. Now, if to marry them doesn't mean it's the end of the world. No. You're not transgressing any avera by being with a child of a ben nida. You are living with a less spiritually gifted child.
Well, Rabbi Akiva, I'm sure, came from it.
Came from converts. I don't know.
Right.
Doesn't mean the converts.
But
didn't.
He wasn't very religious. He hated rabbis.
It could be in those days they kept mikvah. Okay.
And don't you have the same issue for convert? They didn't keep mikvah.
A convert is a newborn.
It's a newborn. It's a newborn, Howard.
It's a newborn.
Everything. The whole ball game has changed.
Newborn.
Games. So no taint remains.
No taint.
So in a way, they have an easy
out
way
with the old, in with the new.
So is there a way to I don't know.
Ask your local Kabbalist.
There's a born-again Christian, but I'm not sure if we have that.
You have to ask a Kabbalist.
Is there an anti-pagam formula?
I don't know. Go to a Kabbalist.
Pour it back into the bottle. And
go to a Kabbalist. Will give you special holy water to drink, maybe.
There's special strings.
I don't know. It's a problem.
Back to the beginning of this.
That's why I get questions when people have the shidduchim. They ask me, were they from before? Was a kid born before they were from after they were from?
People ask you that question.
They want to know that. I mean, you know, I can't. But not everyone's particular. Some don't care. Some are willing to live with the pagam. Depends, you know, how spiritually focused you are and how important it is to you. You know, what if you have a child who's not such a great, you know, say FFB completely, everything. The kid's not such a great kid. So now you got to look at the shidduch market. And shidduch market says, well, you know, you want a really great girl, she ain't going to take you. All right, let's go to the Baal Tshuva world, where we'll accept the pagam, and with my kid who's got, you know, not the best shidduch. These are the, you know, this is kind of the horse trading that goes on in the shidduch world. Yes, you'll see, Paul. Wait till you all get into this world.
It'll all happen.
It all works out good. They all find a shidduch. Somebody has found the shidduch, so don't think too much about it. Hashem already found your daughter. Straight to sight. So don't worry. Don't agonize.
Why are you worried about it? Hashem's taking care of it.
It's going down the chuppah. You know, when the time comes, you don't have to worry. Just make the efforts. Anyway,
I want to go back to the beginning of this, though, because we said the moms. Is that only if it was? I'm just trying to tie it into what we just learned before about if it's a rabbinic prohibition versus a biblical prohibition.
No, it's biblical. The ones that the Torah says you get kares.
Right.
So if we had a mother and son from before, but it was they both converted. So it was a rabbinical.
That's rabbinical. That would not be a mamzer.
You can't make someone a mamzer rabbinically. Rabbis only go so far. Rabbis aren't going to make a guy a mamzer.
No.
Could have a suffix mamzer.
Okay.
But
they're not
going to
make him a mamzer. He's full fledged.
Okay. Let's do one more base. Echad mamzer shenasi Yisraelis or Yisraelis shenasi mamzer.
Doesn't make. Finish?
Oh, I didn't finish.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. We were on this long enough to finish it. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Avalabal sharayis. But if you have relation with any other, the prohibit biblical arayis that have kares. Now this you're not going to like either. Bainbar. It doesn't matter if it's by accident. Let's say, you know, a man raped his daughter. And she had a kid.
That's an accident on her part, but not his.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying. Or, you know, or an accident.
It is an accident with Yibum.
Whatever. The guy didn't know it was his sister.
Right, that's a better...
He thought it was his wife, and it was his sister. And the next morning, it was surprise.
It could be a lost sister.
Doesn't matter.
Bain Baratzen,
or willfully. Bain Baratzen, whether it was intentionally, Bain Mishkog, or unintentionally. Either way... If you've got the connection between two people who are not supposed to be together, under
Momser,
Kavlad, Momser. It's a biological halacha. Yeah. That's all. Even though nobody meant any harm. You're right. The guy didn't know it was his sister. Didn't know his sister. It was a long lost sister. Thought it was not. And then they found out. They did some genealogy checks after the Holocaust and found it was his sister. It doesn't matter if the child that's born is a male or a female. Asurim la'olam, they are forever permitted to enter the congregation of Israel.
Prohibited
from entering the congregation of Israel. Shemar says, "Gam dor asiri, even the tenth generation, klomar le'olam, forever,
eternally."
So we'll see. Now that means his children, going on and on, can never marry. And we'll learn on tomorrow what things can you do to maybe get out of this problem.
Wow.
There are ways to get out of this problem.
Whoa.
And we'll discuss that tomorrow.
Just to find out half-sister as well?
Somebody. Hey, the rabbi.